Erin, the Public Health Center recently received some kits that contain naloxone, which is known by its brand name Narcan. Can you tell me what Narcan is exactly?
So Narcan comes in various forms. The form we have is a nasal spray. When squirted up the nostril of somebody that has overdosed from some form of opioids, whether that be heroin or prescription pain medication with opioids in it, it helps to reverse the respiratory depression that can cause some people to stop breathing and eventually pass away. So it's to help reverse that respiratory depression until you can get somebody quickly to the hospital, the ER, so they can get further care.
So how does that actually work in the body?
So your body automatically naturally has receptors in it that opioids like to bind to. But what Narcan does is it puts these kind of synthetic blockers on those opioid receptors so that the opioids can't bind to it, and thus you come out of the respiratory depression.
Does it have any other kinds of side effects or impacts on the body when it's administered?
Some people may have a little bit of nausea. They may wake up real suddenly and feel agitated. But overall, nothing harmful other than you just overdose. So you're going to have the side effects from that too.
Wow, it sounds like a really powerful medication. The Public Health Center received 10 kits as part of the 5,000 that are being distributed. What are you doing with these kits?
We're just trying to make sure that they are out in the community and used by those that might need them. So that could be somebody that is actively using and is around other users of opioids, whether that be heroin or, like I said, some prescription form. Or it could be family members or friends or roommates that are around those that are using and want to make sure they have the kit in case they do find somebody overdosed. We just want to make sure that they are out there and used because they could save a life for someone.
So if I wanted to get a kit or if someone in the community did, what would that entail?
Well, they would just have to stop by the Public Health Center and they would just come in. They don't have to have an appointment. We do go over a little bit of education on how to use the nasal spray, what signs and symptoms of an overdose look like. We take a little bit, very, very minute amount of information, like, are you getting this for yourself? Are you getting it for somebody else? What's your age? It's not shared with law enforcement or anyone else. It's just stuff we have to get as part of giving out a medication. And then they get to take the kit with them. And the kit includes the nasal spray itself. It includes some gloves. It includes a handout on what an overdose looks like. And it also comes with a CPR mask in case you do need to start giving breath to somebody that's overdosed. It takes about maybe 10 minutes to go over that information with someone. It's also important to know that these kits need to be kept at room temperature. So you don't want to leave them in a car or outside because if they get too cold, then they're not going to work properly.
Kind of like the same guidelines with bear spray or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Right now you have the kits, and where else is naloxone available in the community?
Well, they always have it in a different form at the hospital and with the EMS, but right now those are the main places and you have to be licensed to give them that way, whereas this you can just come and get them.
Are you encountering any challenges around distributing these Narcan kits, any stigma around even having an opioid reversal drug?
Not so far. I think people are really interested and excited about having this available for those that could potentially overdose, because in certain parts of the country, there have been pushback about the idea of having it as if it might be encouraging people to do drugs. However, these people are already doing drugs. We're just trying to help them stay alive until they can get into some form of treatment.
Yeah, it sounds like it can really give people a second chance.
Definitely.
And just in general, what kind of opioids are you seeing as most prevalent in Petersburg these days?
There's heroin, and then there's also prescription drug use that people are diverting for other uses besides what they are intended for. However, that's decreasing, which is why we're seeing higher amounts of heroin because doctors aren't prescribing as much as they used to back in the day. And so it's getting harder and more expensive for people to get the pill form of opioids. So that's why they turn to heroin.
Is there anything else community members need to know about these Narcan kits that are now available?
Just that they're free of charge. There's no cost involved. And we just really want to make sure that people know about them, know where to get them, and that they're safe to use. It's not going to help anybody that overdoses on something other than an opioid. It's only going to reverse opioid overdoses.